Hello, welcome to the Girl and Duck podcast. I'm Jen Storer, acclaimed children's book author and chief inspirationalist. That's not a term I made up. At girlandduck.com, creative writing, creative life. At Girl and Duck, I take you on a journey from exploring the art of kidlit creation right through to mastering the art of kidlit creation. To find out more about the courses and products that I offer, pop over to the website. You're bound to find inspiration and support and something to absolutely love over there. That's www.girlandduck.com. But in the meantime, stick around because we've got lots to talk about. Hello. It's been a little while. It feels like it's been a little while. Maybe it hasn't. I know that this week I've put up an interview with Fiona Lloyd, and if you haven't listened to that, please go over and have a listen. It's a great interview, lots of fun, but lots of things to learn and know and understand, and all the ins and outs of what it's like to get your first novel up and running and out in the world. So who doesn't want to hear about that? It's so exciting, and I am thrilled for Fiona and thrilled for Jimmy Baxter, her character. Now, what I wanted to say is, if you've been following me on the Slow Coach Project, which was a three-month experiment that I did over on Facebook, and I had a little podcast for it, and it was aimed at working with business women and women who are creating businesses or who are already in business, online business. And so that was a lot of fun. And what I did, though, because it was only a three-month project and I wanted the podcast to have, you know, more than a few episodes, and I figured out if I do an episode every week for 3 months, that's not going to be enough episodes. There's just too much to talk about and too much to share. And so I decided to, halfway through, I think it was, to post every day, just throw something up every single day. And the way that I managed to do that was by dropping the perfectionism, not that perfectionism plagues me that much, but I decided that instead of faffing around and setting up the official microphone and carving out time and scheduling in when I'm going to do the podcast, making it like some bloody Netflix production, I decided that I would just do a podcast every day in my phone. Just catch myself when I had 10 minutes. Often it was in the mornings. Often it was after a sort of morning meditation out in the witchy cottage. But sometimes it was in the evenings, you know, just whenever. Because you know what? You're always thinking and there's always something in your brain and you're always doing something. So there's things to talk about, and sometimes a spontaneous podcast can actually have way more impact and be way more useful because you're kind of in the trenches with the person that you're learning from. And so they're sharing sort of in real time and in real life. So I thought I'd do that a bit more often over here on the Girl and Duck podcast. So some of the podcasts will still be, you know, like the others, that they'll be more structured and more, you know, thought through and all that sort of jazz. But there'll be others like this one where I'm literally about to go down the street and buy a morning coffee and I've just plugged in my phone to have a word to you quickly before I go out. And so the thing that's in my mind at the moment is something really cool that happened, and I wanted to share it with you in case it helps you as well. We're talking picture books here, but this could apply to anything that you're working on. So I had a picture book that I really loved, and I've played with it and played with it and played with it. You know what it's like? Couldn't make it work. Couldn't see the trees for the woods. The woods for the trees? That one. All right? It got to that point. It got to that point where you just can't see what's going on with it anymore. I'd shared it around and different people had seen it and they'd liked it, but just didn't quite land, all right? And it wasn't quite landing with me either, but I couldn't figure out why. So I put it away for ages. I'm talking a few years here. This is a story idea that I've been playing with for a few years. So I put it away, and then I created the rewriting course, which is winding up this week. It's been a great course. If you're in it, hello. We've had a lot of fun in there, a lot to say and a lot to learn, and it's been really, really cool. But what was really funny was while I was constructing the rewriting course, I started to teach myself again, right? And I started to, revisit all this stuff that I kind of know in my bones, but hadn't really articulated or put shape around for a long time. And then, sort of really totally accidentally, I was in the shower one morning, and the whole solution to that old picture book literally just fell into my brain. It was like, seriously, it was so exciting. I just thought, oh my God, I know what's wrong with that book. Now, when I tell you what's wrong with it, you'll go, well, yeah, that should be pretty easy to see. But it's not. It's not always easy to see. And the thing that I saw that was lacking in the book, it had no narrative arc to speak of, not a strong enough narrative arc. The resolution was very unsatisfactory, and the children in it were not proactive enough. All right? And there was no twist. So there was like four things really. So no narrative arc, children that weren't proactive enough, an unsatisfactory resolution, and no surprise or twist. And while I was in the shower, the whole story landed, like fully formed. I don't want to sound like J.K. Rowling here. But it did. It just went bang. Oh my God, that's the story. That's the story I've been looking for. That's what I have to do. And so I went and I did it. And only it took me I think 2 days to completely rewrite, and I said it in rhyme as well. That was the other thing that I realized in the shower. It had been begging for rhyme, and I had been refusing to put it in rhyme because I didn't want to, So I had really pushed that urge down because I didn't want to be fiddling with rhyme for some reason. And which really isn't clear to me, probably quite possibly laziness. So, and also that I knew if I put it in rhyme, I'd have to sacrifice a lot of it, because rhyme can make, you can't get too complex and too fancy pantsy with your language when you're working in rhyme. It's fancy in another way, but I know you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, this was also an interesting thing for me too, because I have actually suggested to people over the years when they're really, really frustrated with their rhyming picture book, to do it the other way around from what I did was to stop trying to write it in rhyme and just write it in straight prose. Get the story out in straight prose, then go back and put it in rhyme. So basically, that's what I did, but kind of the other way around. Okay, I wasn't even going to work in rhyme to begin with, but the story, as they often do, they take time, they have faces, and they'll show you their trickster face sometimes for a long time, and they'll test you to see how committed you are. Okay, and then eventually their full face in all its glory will show itself to you, and you will know that face when you see it. Everything will click into place, and you'll go, that is the story. That's its true face. Now we're really cooking. So that's what I did with my picture book, and I'm really, really happy with it. Don't know what I'm going to do with it from here. I'm talking to an illustrator who's a dear friend of mine and who has been following this story for a couple of years and loves it. So who knows? We might get it up and running. But the thing that I really, really want to share with you is that there are ways to fix stories, and that does take time. And this can be a thing that you can do if you're rewriting. You can ha ask yourself these questions. Does this have a strong narrative arc? Does it have a satisfying resolution? And I can tell you what, if you add a strong narrative arc to your story, you will end up 9 times out of 10 with a satisfying resolution, because a strong narrative arc leads to a satisfying resolution, doesn't it? Like, that's just how it works. Okay, so it's a sort of a win-win. The other thing, does this have a twist? And are the main characters proactive enough to be interesting and engaging? So there's four questions you can ask yourself about your current picture book if you're struggling with it, but you can also, of course, bring these four rewriting and tools questions to whatever you're working on, whether it's junior fiction, middle grade, adult fiction, whatever. It works. All right. So that's what I wanted to share with you today before I go out in the sunshine and walk down to the bakery and get a cup of coffee. I sound like I've already had a coffee, don't I? Because I'm talking a million miles an hour. But I haven't. But maybe I'm just happy to talk to you because I've been working all morning. All right. Have a beautiful day and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want more ducky goodness, pop over to the website www.girlandduck.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Jen E. Storer, J-E-N-E-S-T-O-R-E-R. Bye for now.